are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So glad to talk to you guys. All right, I got a lot of comments, a lot of questions about what happened there on Pawn Stars. All right, some of you are right. What I had was a Benjamin Bell-type metacarpal amputation saw. Apparently, one of my sources, I guess it was used between 1780 and 1850. So what I had was pre-Civil War, and who sold it to me years ago had said that was used to cut fingers during the Civil War. I mean, it could have been. I don't know what was used on the battlefield. They used whatever they had. But what I had was pre-Civil War. On Pawn Stars last night, a lot of confusion. Mark Hall Patton, who is awesome, he's the expert on Pawn Stars. The he's the one that comes and gives expert testimony. He said he didn't think it was a bone saw. He thought it was like a toy that, you know, a dad had made for a child so he could saw because the handle was too short, even though the handle had already disintegrated. The whatever wood handle was there. So it's one of those things where, Mark is awesome. I just feel bad that I didn't call it a Benjamin Bell. I'm sure he would have known what a Benjamin Bell was. And, those of you who said, wait a second, I found what you brought. You're right. You're right. I thought I had said during the filming, during the first part of the filming, I thought I had told Chum Lee what it was, but if it wasn't in a conversation with the expert, it didn't come out and it didn't come on TV. So that's one of those things where Pawn Stars' accuracy is phenomenal. But when it comes to these metacarpal bone saws, that's one of those things where we just don't have a lot of knowledge on. And I have to stand corrected. Mine wasn't Civil War, it was pre-Civil War. And it's a shame that the handle obviously disintegrated over a couple hundred years. And but it's one of those things where once it's in TV land, it's in TV land. But again, phenomenal. I love Pawn Stars. I think they did a phenomenal job. Unfortunately, what also didn't get said was how we talked about what they would do when they amputated that little mini ball I had brought. It's also in my collection. These mini balls, and we've talked about this on the show many times, is what would hit the leg and explode. I mean, it had that hollow end. It was a very, very mean bullet. One of the most, it's phenomenal that they could design something back then. So it would completely shatter a bone. Now, you can't fix a completely shattered bone. That's a comminuted fracture. You can't fix that. And so, unfortunately, you had to then amputate. So what they would do is they would cut the leg, but they would leave a skin flap so they could fold the skin over. Of course, they had to clean it out, and, you know, they didn't know much about microorganisms and the actual pathogens, but they did know about infection. And again, the biggest concern they would have with amputation at the time is somebody getting sick. All right? And, you know, I had talked about the Chum Lee, you know, what type of sickness they would have, and we went into all that. And of course, I could talk for hours on Civil War amputations and how that was done using the chloroform or the ether, you know, this bite the bullet that they used to say you had to do during amputation where they would bite a bullet. In fact, the person who sold me the Civil War bullet said this is what somebody bit on, and you could see pieces of the teeth. And I'm like, no. First of all, that's corrosion. And second, they wouldn't bite a bullet. When you would have an amputation, they would either, drug you up to the best they could, or you wouldn't be drugged up. They would just cut it off, like Walking Dead. I mean, nobody had anesthesia. They just cut it off. And then, or they would give you a piece of wood. So you would actually have a piece of wood in your mouth when they would be amputating your leg. So you didn't really bite a bullet. If you saw the size of the bullet I had on, I mean, it's really, really small. It's less than an inch. So, I mean, the last thing we're going to do is have you in screaming pain. You scream, and then you aspirate a bullet. It makes no sense. So you would use a piece of wood, etc. So it was a phenomenal episode. If you haven't seen it, all my Pawn Stars episodes, all four of them, are also on YouTube. Okay? If you have any problems, let me know. I'll send you the link. But again, I mean, Mark is awesome. I love Mark. He's a great guy. And I know we all kind of struggled with this one. It's just this Benjamin Bell. Now, Benjamin Bell has his own history. Okay? But these metacarpal saws were round, a lot more serrated. But where I made the mistake of considering it that it could have still been used Civil War is most Civil War knives were already smooth. If you look at your Civil War cutlery, okay, the knives were very, very smooth. The serrated end, if you see what I had, very, very highly serrated, a lot more archaic and older, indicative of an older time. Now, could somebody, like Mark had said, in the early 1900s, go out into the barn and make a piece like this? Oh, absolutely, they could have. So, I mean, that's still plausible. But these Benjamin Bell-type metacarpal bone saws are very, very rare. And it's just a shame that my piece wasn't in full, because something like that, that would actually be worth a lot of money. And they were used back in the late 1700s. Pretty cool stuff. One of you is coming in asking, what else did I sell? On Pawn Stars, I've sold a few things. One was of that aired. We still have a couple more episodes that haven't aired yet. One was these tonsillectomy tools we talked about, where you shave off the tonsil. That was fascinating. If you took out the whole tonsil, you would bleed. They used to just pick out the tonsil with their fingers. Okay, in the olden days, okay, you would have a lot of bleeding, so they decided, well, why don't we just guillotine part of the tonsil that's big. This way the soldiers can get back on the field, do what they need to do, and they have less bleeding, less pain, less anesthesia, etc. So I sold one of those. I also sold a tooth extractor from the 1800s, and then I sold, see, I don't want to mix up the ones that aired and the ones that didn't air. Oh, yeah, the syringe that would treat STDs. For Civil War soldiers, yeah. Okay, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're all in mourning with the news of the death of Nelson Mandela. Yesterday, I had wanted to go through some of his accomplishments with you today, and there's just too many. You know, the world has been mourning. He is the first black South African president who had been his life. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And I wish kids in school would have learned more about everything he had done, being captor and then captive and then coming out and being able to supersede. These days, you know, we're upset if we lose a game of World of Warcraft. And here you have somebody like Nelson Mandela. And, not to mention, you know, he also had, prostate cancer. One of his great-grandchildren had died in a car accident. Many relatives who had died during his lifetime. And, you know, you just look at how he was able to, you know, supersede even beyond his time. I was really, really saddened to hear that news. We lost a great man. for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, medical headlines today. Viagra could possibly fight menstrual cramps. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, we have a plastic surgeon telling us that marijuana can cause man boobs. Okay, I think we've been talking about that for a while, but I guess that's supposed to be breaking news. Then apparently somebody in Wendy's dropped a doob in a customer's cheeseburger. I mean, you know, healthy eating adds about $2,000 a year to the family grocery bill, as opposed to you eating like crap. All right. And then a study now says actually coffee, rather than extending your life, could actually shorten it. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this was very interesting, okay? You know, many of us have suffered from menstrual cramps, even men, right? You know, there's that phantom pain that men get, or the sympathy pain, where some men will get menstrual cramps, right? Everybody blames it on, well, their girlfriend is probably mean. No, it's not. It's just I really think there are sympathy pain, okay? I believe that. All right. Well, if Viagra helps blood flow, okay, even though it's supposed to help blood flow in the penis, okay, I can understand that there, you know, that it could increase blood flow. It was, you know, originally designed not for erectile dysfunction, but for pulmonary hypertension and other types of issues much above the waist. So, you know, would also use it for angina. All right, right, with the vasospasm of the vessels help relaxing it. So in a new study from Penn State College of Medicine, they say that if ibuprofen doesn't work, maybe they should try some Viagra. All right, now, also known as sildenafil, okay, it was administered as a vaginal pessary. All right, so you didn't take the medication orally, because if you take the medication Viagra, I took on Viagra once. Did I tell you guys about that? Okay, in medical school, not in medical school, I was already trained, I was a resident, and Viagra came out, and all the guy residents tried it, and they said, oh, wow, it works, it helps with sex, you know, and I was newly married. How married was I? I got married my fourth year of medical school, so Viagra, first or second year. It was probably maybe first year. Okay, so Viagra probably was out for about a year or so. That was after people had died from the nitroglycerin-Viagra interaction, okay? So all the guy residents, or most of the guy residents, had tried it and, you know, said it worked and all that. And, you know, so they asked me, you know, what does it do on women? Now, there were a couple other female residents, and they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to try it. Oh, no, you know, leave me alone. Okay, well, you know, come up to Dahlia. Dahlia will try anything. And I'm like, what are we trying? They're like, Viagra. Take it tonight and tell us what it did, you know. And I think my husband was picking me up from work, and he goes, sounds good. And I go, I don't know if I want to take this. I don't know. And, you know, they're like, no, really, we need you to study this, because if it helps men, maybe it'll help women with sex drive, because we were seeing a lot of women patients who had lost a sex drive. And I go, well, I don't mind. I mean, you guys didn't die, did you? No, we're all alive, right? So I'll take it. So I took the Viagra, and I remember sitting on my couch, and I told my husband, no, we're not having sex. I want to make sure. So my husband's disappointed. I'm like, no, you know, I'm taking the Viagra, I'm taking the medication, okay, I'm going to have the phone, I want 911, I'm going to be the first woman in history to take Viagra. See, I didn't know other women were already experimenting. I thought I was going to be the first woman, and I'm like, you know what, Guinness Book of World Records, I could be famous, maybe I don't have to go and do a radio show later. Yeah, you know, I mean, what, I was only, what, 20, how old was I, 28? Okay, I know. Yeah, innocence. Yeah, so innocent. Anyway, so I take it, and I just sit it in line on the couch. Within a half an hour, my heart was, like, racing, scary racing. And I wasn't in the mood at all. Nothing was happening below the waist. In fact, everything just seemed to be really in the chest area. No, nothing like that. And I didn't like the way I felt. So my husband's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be too embarrassed to go to the ER, because everybody's going to know me. And they're going to be like, what did Dahlia do? She took a Viagra, because I wasn't going to have any of my witnesses. So I just kind of waited for it to pass. But I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It kind of scared me. Viagra for women. And so, you know, I went to work the next day and I smacked all my guy colleagues, you know, male colleagues upside the head saying that was stupid. It didn't do anything. Not only, you know, did I not have sex, but I probably went into SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. And they go, well, you're the idiot that took a Viagra. It's for men. Of course, the attending walks in the room. What, you know, our old attending, Dr. Wicker. What are you guys talking about? Oh, Dahlia took a Viagra. He's like, figures. I'm like, they told me to. It was peer pressure. They told me to. Get back to work. All right. So we got back to work. But, no, Viagra and women, I mean, for me, it didn't make me horny. It didn't do anything in terms of blood flow in certain areas. Now, some women claim that Viagra will prolong the climax. Okay? Here's the problem. You guys know I'm really busy. So even if I have time for sex and even time for a climax, it's gotta be quick. I got things to do. So I gotta get back to work. I mean, you know, my commercial break is only, what, 6 minutes? At the longest, so I can't have anything extend that. I don't need a long, no, just, I gotta get back on air. So anyway, I'm a busy girl. I don't need any length of time extending with that. But anyway, so the study showed that, if they gave women the oral form, they would get maybe some headaches. So they inserted the sildenafil as a vaginal pessary. They got 25 women to do this between 18 and 35, and these were women with severe period pain. Now, I think what's ironic, okay, for those of us that have heavy period pain, we also have heavy periods. I would like to know how strong and how anchored this vaginal pessary was to withstand the Niagara Falls of a period. I mean, you thought the rapids in Colorado through the Rockies were rough. I mean, just take a heavy period. So my guess is this pessary had to probably be steel anchored into the vaginal canal. Anyway, the patients rated their pain over 4 consecutive hours and reported that the Viagra pessary relieved the pain with no side effects. Maybe they were so scared to death that they had this big Viagra thing in their vaginas that they were probably, you know what, nothing hurts. It's okay, let me go, I'm fine, let me go. You know, I do that with my gynecologist. You know, I always make this mistake. My gynecologist will ask, how is everything? Is anything wrong? What's going on? So I make the mistake of telling her what's going on. So she starts to plan biopsies, hysterectomies, and all that. So now every time I go into my gynecologist, I'm like, oh, everything's fine. Everything is perfect. Okay, just let me get the hell out of here in one piece. Now, you shouldn't do that, okay? As a doctor, you really need to tell them what's going on. But, I mean, if she knew 1/100th of the stuff that goes on with me in terms of medical, she would be like, you know what? I need you to camp out. You need to move into UCLA. All right, and donate your uterus to the Smithsonian. Okay, so apparently, who gets credit for this? Dr. Richard Legro, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Penn State. He added that since period pain is a condition that affects most women, all right, the quest for the new medication is justified. Yeah, that is. The results were published in the journal Human Reproduction. Don't buy Human Reproduction thinking you're going to get National Geographic pictures. You won't. All right. Men have pelvic pain relief also. Did you know that 50% of men suffer pelvic pain? Groin, low back. Yeah, you got to check your prostate. All right. So apparently, Washington University found it also improves blood flow to the pelvic area. Big shocker there. All right. Don't go away. I got to put in a pessary.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma-Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I posted the Benjamin Bell thing. I don't want anybody, I'm not mad at Pawn Stars. I love Pawn Stars. I am so excited. I mean, I'm a huge fan, you know? I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, when you, I've been only dealing in medical antiques for about maybe, what, 6-7 years, okay? And I'm up against somebody who is a phenomenal expert and runs a museum, for crying out loud, right? And he knows Civil War backward and forward. So I agree with Mark Hall Patton, right? The little knife, okay? you know, it is not a actual Civil War knife, which is what I had said to Chum Lee. This isn't what Civil War knives look like. They're a lot more smooth, etc. All right, but what we differ on is, you know, I think it's pre-period and not a toy. A knife that's missing its handle, he thinks it's a toy. Not a big deal. I still think Mark Hall Patton is one of the cuddliest, most intel. I love the guy. Love him. So everything's cool. Everything's cool. But it's also my job to teach my listeners and to teach my fans. All right. Now, I don't want you guys thinking that I'm just running around with pediatric saws. Okay, I don't really run around with that. I really take pride in my collection, all right? But still, cool stuff nonetheless. All right, so, okay, let's talk about here man boobs. Listen, okay, a lot of guys, they're upset that they have man boobs. You don't have to be upset that you have man boobs. No, no, okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And I remember in high school, see, this isn't news to me. I remember in high school, now mind you, I went to 12 schools, 4 different high schools, and I remember everybody talking in the 80s about how if boys smoke pot, they will get boobs. And so I don't understand why this is news. Apparently, Dr. Anthony Yoon, who's a plastic surgeon, Yoon Plastic Surgery in Detroit, says cannabis could lower testosterone levels in men, leading to the development of excess breast tissue. And apparently this is a headline. I don't get it. Didn't everybody kind of already know that? I mean, if I learned it from a freshman in high school, I would think that, and that was 30 years ago, 20 some years ago, to 10, a couple years ago, you would think that this would be regular news, but I guess it's a headline. And again, I don't want anybody to feel, I don't want to act like I'm telling you news if you guys have already heard this. So for those of you that have heard that, yeah. And I do know that we've always talked about how it could shrink testicles. You know, so we, you know, guys think, well, no, they're just, you know, my mom's just trying to get me to not smoke pods. She's telling me I'm going to lose my cojones. No, okay, we know that there's an issue, okay, with testosterone, estrogen, etc., right, and cannabis could have an issue with that. Now, what I do have to give Dr. Yoon some credit for is bringing the subject back up, because if I haven't had a conversation since 1985 or 87, when was I in high school? I was in high school from 86 to 89, 80, yeah, end of 85, yeah. So, my guess is maybe a lot of people aren't having this conversation. So, apparently, to CNN News, Dr. Yoon explained that when the balance is in favor of estrogen instead of testosterone, estrogen breast tissue is created, and that cannabis causes the balance to tip. Now, when guys say they have man boobs or moobs, it's really called gynecomastia. Now, gynecomastia is affecting more and more men. And the reason why we're seeing gynecomastia on the rise is because of obesity. The more obese, the more of the estrogen type hormones. And guys have estrogen. Listen, girls have testosterone, guys have estrogen. Where we get nervous is you have breast tissue, and guys don't usually get mammograms. Yet men can get breast cancer. 1% of breast cancer patients are still in men. So, and you could also have another type of hormonal imbalance, high prolactin, etc., maybe a tumor in the brain secreting hormones like prolactin that could be causing you to have increased breast tissue. So we don't like to blow that stuff off. We also don't like to go up to a man's boobs and go blue like guys do to women. Okay? We take this stuff kind of seriously. Okay? Now, he says the condition affects as many as 60% of teenage boys and 55 to 60% of men over 50. Now, usually men will flatten out a little bit on their own. Sometimes we have to actually have plastic surgery to remove them. Now, the fifth common plastic surgery choice for men right now in the U.S. is removing their gynecomastia or their extra breast tissue. And I honestly think you guys should have insurance pay for it. I don't think it should be considered plastic surgery, because I think gynecomastia is, you know, does put you at increased risk technically for breast cancer. I mean, we don't really like to, I don't think we have a true association, but think about it. You got more breast tissue. You know, a study came out that we're supposed to talk about today. if I, you know, quit talking about my Pawn Stars episode on how women with dense breasts, young women with dense breasts could be at higher risk for breast cancer. Why? They got more breast tissue. I mean, I think we've all come to the realization that a more of an organ that you have, the higher risk of cancer. And I know some of you are like, well, I guess I better be screened for penile cancer. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, funny. You know, we talked about how shorter men may be more at risk for heart disease, but taller men more at risk for cancer. Who knows? Maybe bigger organs. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you do have extra breast tissue, you gotta touch it. You gotta evaluate it. You gotta make sure, all right, that there's nothing kooky going on. All right. Now, they say, the effects of cannabis on testosterone in humans, they aren't sure. But they say levels of testosterone in men who use marijuana have been found to be lower than men that don't use it. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, if I have low testosterone, I'm going to smoke a joint to, you know, deal with the stress of that. You got a point. You definitely have a point there. I get that. I get that, you know. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, well, I don't really think I am concerned. Hey, let me collect my thoughts. Can I please collect my thoughts? I'm allowed to collect my thoughts. Let me collect. Come on, please. What I think we should do, because I got to figure out how to wrap this up and move on to the next story. So I've tried to, listen, it's really hard to be a radio host, okay? Being a doctor, that's easy. I could do that. All I have to do is read a couple hours a night, all right? All I have to do is remember all the crap I learned in my 11 years of training. That's easy. That's a piece of cake. What's really, really hard is trying to collect your thoughts, right, and ad lib and monologue and transition and analyze on air in real time, okay, without it being staged or scripted. You need to cut me a little bit of slack. Please. Jeez. Okay. Don't smoke pot. There. You see? Wasn't that worth it? Wasn't the wait worth it? Just don't smoke pot. Period. No. Here's the thing with smoking pot. It's going to be a part of our regular medical regimen. Mark my words. With Obamacare and with the high cost of pharmaceuticals and people realizing that their relatives that smoke pot don't seem to be on high blood pressure medication or pain pills or anxiety pills, you're going to see people on, medical marijuana will not be so unique. It's going to be something implemented. And, you know, I'm still kind of mixed on that. I'm not completely against it. I got to tell you guys, my patients who smoke pot are some of my healthiest patients. They really, really are. And in fact, even my patients who deny it, I've told them, I go, you must be smoking some weed. Your numbers look so good. And they're like, well, I didn't want to tell you, doc. And I go, you know, this is incredible. So, it's one of those things where, speaking of pot, a Wendy's employee dropped a dube in a customer's cheeseburger, has been fired and charged with marijuana possession. This is in the city of Lovejoy, Georgia. She, apparently a customer, smelled something funny out of the burger. She pulled the bun off and saw a partially smoked dube, right? Apparently, they call it a blunt, marijuana rolled in a hollow out cigar. So it's called a blunt. Somebody got fired. Okay, don't be smoking dubes while making our food, please. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mark wants to know, how did they fight infection before antibiotics? I'm sure many of you already know the answer to this. I mean, it really depends on what, I guess, you know, time it was. I mean, if we were talking about ancient Egyptian times or back in colonial times, I mean, there's a variety of things they used to do. I mean, in the olden days, they would probably use certain paste that they would make in mud, and they would probably do spells and wishes. And then when people realized and believed in God, they would use prayer, which, by the way, I think is still one of the most effective forms of treatment. I can't tell you how much prayer, right, has saved me and my patients, and so I'm a huge fan of that. Keep that up. That to me is, as you can see, even more powerful than some of the antibiotics out there right now. Not that, you know, we should substitute for. I think it's a phenomenal adjunct, but definitely include prayer in your medical regimen, please, for the love of the Lord. You would also have, like, let's say, like, the touch of the king. You know, certain, I guess, in certain civilizations, if a person considered holy or a person considered above the masses would touch you, that would be a use. There would also be, we talked about the bloodletting. You know, one of the episodes I want to do on Pawn Stars soon, but it's been very difficult with schedule, is I have a bunch of bloodletting instruments. You know, I would love to bring those into the shop, how they would bloodlet, all right, because of the humors, trying to get rid of the humors, the phlegm, blood, yellow bile, black bile. If a person had too much of one of the humors, they fell ill. So if a person had a fever, they may have too much blood. So what we would do, this was kind of in the 300 BC area, something around there. They would, like, cut the patient and have them bleed. I mean, a variety of things that they would do. Now, they did, though, figure out that cleanliness was an issue. Remember we talked about in Roman times? That's when they realized that we needed to do something with our water system. And so the Romans were probably one of the first that really started to, I guess, I don't want to use the word, like, you know, but in terms of their latrines and their toilets and their bathhouses, they started to separate that because they saw that people who, you know, live near the swamps, et cetera, would die of things like malaria, et cetera. By middle age time, you know, they, you know, started to figure out that there was, like, smallpox and measles. They didn't know what a virus was, but they were seeing these kinds of things. So they knew about the transmission. Apparently, hemophilia, the bleeding where you would bleed easily, apparently there was a surgeon back in 900-1000 AD. He was a surgeon that practiced in Spain. He was one of the first to kind of identify and talk about hemophilia, easy bleeding. I mean, so you know, even though for us we're thinking, well, antibiotics only came out, you know, in the 1900s, you know, realize there, you know, we were able to keep people alive. Not everybody dropped dead from sickness. But what I think had happened is they were trying to enhance your own body's immune system. You know, they would ice you with, we all remember Little House on the Prairie, right? Somebody had a fever, so they had to be in a bath full of ice, right? Talk about shrinkage there. Who needs pot? But anyway, they, you know, so they would try to cool down the fever. And, you know, the fever, when you have a fever, even though I love the idea of a fever, how your body brings on a fever to help fight infection, people could seize with a fever. Febrile seizures. Some of you guys' children and grandchildren have had a seizure because of the high, rapid rise in fever, these febrile seizures. So that would scare people. So they knew that fever would scare people. Fever would also scare people because you get dehydrated, you'd lose a lot of fluid. And so the idea of trying to bring down a fluid when we were of an age where we actually had ice and were able to freeze, it was Little House on the Prairie. Somebody was in a bath full of ice. All right. And I think there was ice in Little House on the Prairie days. I think so. But anyway, they also knew to quarantine. That they were able to figure out. In medieval times, they knew to start examining urine. They would taste the urine. We talked about doctors tasting urine even in recent centuries to see if you were diabetic. That's where diabetes mellitus comes from. It's the sweet taste of the urine. You taste sweeter. But medieval doctors were already at the time examining urine. They were also using enemas at the time. All right. They would, I guess, have this grease tube with pig bladder. I got to confirm that. But I'm reading reports of what early enemas were. I'm going to report that. I'm going to look that up and find out what exactly were used for enemas. Remember, we talked about the different things used for condoms. Right? Turtle shells. Yeah, right. Intestines, sheep intestines, things like that. All right. So the fact that the Greeks were inventing condoms. Okay. People knew that things get passed. I mean, you know, it's funny. Just because right now we live, you know, in a Facebook, smartphone, Google, Wikipedia age doesn't mean that people were stupid back then. You know, I mean, Leonardo da Vinci would actually dissect human bodies to make and make accurate drawings of what he saw. We're talking now, what? That was 1500s? What was Leonardo da Vinci? 1500s? All right? And then a very famous surgeon was Vesalius. Okay? He did a lot of dissections. He actually was Galen, okay, predecessor in medicine. He had corrected some of his work. I mean, you know, a variety of things. So what I'm going to do is I love talking about the history of medicine. Bark from the cinchona tree, I guess it has quinine. So back in the 1700s, they would use the bark to treat malaria. It was trial and error. And once they figured it out, word spread fast. You think a tweet goes all over the place. No, word spreads fast. The History Channel did a phenomenal show, Gold Fever. Did you guys see that? I urge you to try to TiVo the rerun. Gold Fever was Gold Fever was when they were talking about the gold rush in California, how that had started and, you know, the concept of the Wild West. There's been a lot of refutation, if that's a proper word, where the Wild West really wasn't that wild. People really weren't getting killed all the time. The Wild West, I think, references the gold rush. Okay, people were getting killed every day during the gold rush. Right, people stealing each other's gold, etc. Yeah, but a lot of them got cholera at the time. And so there was a doctor who actually, and I guess who later became a congressman, but he was a doctor that came out with one of the gold rush groups and was treating cholera. And word spread that he could treat it, and people would come and treat him. So trust me, word spreads. Fresh fruit, lemon juice was used, and then, of course, electric shock. They were starting to use electric shock back in the, I think, late 1700s, early 1800s. Gosh, I could talk about this for hours, guys. This is such a great topic. Now, again, germ theory, we talked about that. That was Louis Pasteur. So that's what, late 1800s? That's when he started to come in, and he started to grow and brew these germs in sterile broth. He would then inject the germs into the chicken. And then, there were a lot of different tests, and I want to go over that. Because then came the vaccines. Vaccines came, it's an amazing history. I mean, actually, vaccines were even before that. But phenomenal stuff. So we'll definitely spend some more time on that. I really want to get to some other stories. And I always need to review some of the timeline of some of the history because it's phenomenal. And the history of medicine, I mean, you could have a whole encyclopedia on that. To me, I just really dig that stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about how eating healthy, all right, now it's been calculated to be an extra $2,000 a year for the average family. How do we get people to do that, right? Plus new smart shoes that kind of teaches you how to jog and prevent injury. Pretty good if we got to get you guys out there and exercising. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.